Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2321, recorded on Thursday, the 24th of April, 2025. I'm Phil Harrison and I'm joined again by Alison Applin to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We're always pleased to hear from you. We're pleased to welcome Luke Tye back to Chatterbox and hope you once again enjoy listening regularly to the weekly recordings, as well as the occasional special features. We have to start today with an apology. In last week's Chatterbox, we said that the April edition of Just Talk would follow the news. But as some listeners have pointed out, it didn't. However, Alison has some good news.
Hello, I'm Alison Applin, and I'm here to tell you that coming up immediately after this week's Chatterbox is the April edition of Just Talk. We'll return to our theme of musical moments of time. We'll take a trip along some unusual lines. Galtina will be telling us some amusing tales, as usual. We have a strange story about carrots. And we have an excellent general knowledge quiz to get your little grey cells working. So please don't go away and do stay tuned for Just Talk at the end of this edition of Chatterbox.
Thank you, Alison. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories and six letters from readers to the evening news, plus information desk and three features, all contributed by Derek James, the regular writer on nostalgia and history for the Norwich Evening News. Alison will start by introducing some housing stories from this week's Evening News.
Anglia Square was in the news again this week, following a meeting set up by the Norwich People's Assembly, where the need for social housing was emphasised. Affordable homes are also being promised at the fire-damaged Van Dahl factory site, while it was announced that the police are dropping their investigation into arson at the former shoe factory. There was worrying news for householders in several parts of Norfolk where high levels of lead were reported. And there is concern in North Norfolk about scam artists pretending to be police officers. But Phil will start us off at Anglia Square.
The head of City Hall has doubled down on his pledge that 50% of the upcoming Anglia Square redevelopment will be affordable housing, despite the council only having 10% approved so far. The scheme, which has been given £34 million in funding, will demolish and rebuild the site, creating 1,100 new homes. A recent meeting of roughly 90 people living near Anglia Square, set up by Norwich People's Assembly, revealed their main concern about the development was social housing, with just 110 currently approved as affordable. The 10% is the minimum amount of affordable housing a developer is required to build with each major development, according to the government's National Planning Policy Framework. However, leader of Labour-run Norwich City Council, Mike Stonard, has pledged at least 50% will be affordable. Other issues raised at the meeting included car-free transport, wildlife-friendly spaces, independent and affordable shops, and accessibility for the disabled and elderly.
Dozens of new homes are set to be built at the site of a derelict shoe factory that was ravaged in a blaze earlier this year. Norwich City Council has revealed it purchased the former Van Dahl site on Dibden Road in the north of Norwich following the fire on January the 20th. The authority has since sold the site to housing developers Flagship, who hope to build nearly 50 new homes where the factory previously stood. Hemingford Group, which previously owned the building, has already carried out demolition work on the site, but construction can't start on the housing development until planning permission is granted. The derelict factory faced ongoing issues with vandalism, including smashed windows and graffiti, after Van Dahl shoemakers moved out in 2018. After the fire tore through the building, local people were urged to close their windows and avoid touching debris due to concerns about potential asbestos risks. A nearby primary school was even forced to shut amid safety fears. The sale of the site to Flagship was made on the agreement that they will provide around 48 new affordable homes subject to planning permission.
Police have dropped their investigation into a suspected arson attack at a derelict factory in Norwich. The site on Dibden Road was destroyed in a fire earlier this year after facing long-standing issues with vandalism. Norfolk Police confirmed the incident was being treated as arson and launched a search operation to find the perpetrators. However, the force has now confirmed its investigation has been closed, despite no culprits being identified. The factory had remained vacant since Van Dahl Shoemakers moved out in 2018, and the site had been troubled ever since. In January, a fire tore through the building, with locals urged to close their windows and avoid touching debris. Concerns about potential asbestos risks even forced a nearby primary school to shut. Hemingford Group, which previously owned the site, carried out demolition work shortly after the blaze. The site was then purchased by Norwich City Council, which sold it to developers Flagship Group with a view to creating a new housing estate. The sale of the site to Flagship was made on the agreement that they will provide around 48 new affordable homes subject to planning permission.
Elevated levels of lead were found in water supply to Norfolk homes more than 50 times last year. Most affected properties were in or near Norwich, with clusters around the Higham, Lakenham, Mancroft, Plumstead and Postwick areas. The findings emerged following a Freedom of Information request to Anglian Water from this newspaper. The company said it carried out 2,250 tests at properties across Norfolk in 2024, with 51 of them revealing more than 10 micrograms of lead per litre. Since 2013, all drinking water is required to contain less than 10 micrograms of lead, which equates to 10 parts per billion. The chemical has been linked to a range of health defects. In children, exposure to lead can lead to lower IQ, behavioural problems and nerve damage. In adults, it may impair kidney, heart and circulatory health. Some 24 of the tests revealing high lead levels were in Lakenham, 7 in Mancroft, 6 in Plumstead, 6 in Postwick and 5 in Higham, along with a further 3 in King's Lynn. Anglian Water said it had been carrying out a planned programme of work in areas of Norwich.
A warning has been issued after a person in North Norfolk was scammed out of £35,000. The victim was called by a con artist, pretending to be a police officer from London who took their money. Fake crypto companies called the same victim and said they would try to get the lost money back. These scammers were also able to con the victim out of money. In this case, the victim gave the con artist their bank account details, but officers in North Norfolk said that they have had previous examples in which couriers turned up at the victim's door. These suspects often turn up and ask for cash, foreign currency or gift cards to be made ready for them. A spokesman for North Norfolk Police said, "We will never ask you for money, bank details or passwords. This is the simple message we need you to share with your friends and family. We will never mind you calling us on 101 to check the credentials of any officer you speak to."